This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Clicking sound or almost a skipping sound in there somewhere, and I don't know.
Someone check the needle on the record.
Yeah. Sorry. Cheech and Chong, earache my eye, stuck in my head now. There's a bit in the middle of that where, like, you know, the dad's like, oh, God, you're really good at getting, like, he busts into the room and, like, you hear the record scratch or the needle scratch. And the kid's all like, yeah, my record, man. And the dad starts yelling at him and gets all scoldy and, you know, dad gonna give him the business or whatever. And he's like, here, I hope you know this is gonna hurt you a lot more than it's gonna hurt me. Oh, wow, that didn't even hurt, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow, what are you trying to do, tickle me? Tickle you? Yeah, I'll tickle you. And then, right, he starts screaming. And the dad's all like, come on, laugh it up, funny boy. You know, as he's beating him. And that's all part of the record. It's pretty funny, if you've never heard it.
I have not.
I did it zero justice there, so don't take my word for it. Go listen to it.
Cheech and Chong is much funnier than the Captain.
By leaps and bounds, yeah. I can only aspire to be either Cheech or Chong, but never both.
Do enough marijuana and maybe you'll have a chance at it.
Oh, well, yeah. I do want to tell everybody that some of you have wanted to support Free Talk Live's mission on a monthly basis, but you don't want to go through Patreon. Well, now we have an alternative that also helps our premier streaming platform, Odyssey. Visit video.freetalklive.com and click join at the top of the channel. You can subscribe for $5 a month. And unlike other subscription services, Odyssey adds their processing fee on top, so it'll cost a little over $5 per month, but Free Talk Live will receive the entire amount you pledge, unlike with some other platforms. Higher donation tiers are available if you're feeling so inspired, but we only ask for five. You can give more if you want. You'll get special membership badge that's visible only in the Odyssey chat room, and if we get enough supporters, we may enable members-only chat right in the Odyssey stream.
Ooh.
The new subscription method is a great way to decentralize our direct listener support away from just Patreon and also support a libertarian-run business, Odyssey. Please visit video.freetalklive.com and click join to subscribe to our Odyssey channel and help support spreading our message around the planet. Visit video.freetalklive.com and click join today.
Point of clarification, do you get AMP privileges by doing it that way, or is that only through Patreon?
I mean, I would assume that some of that stuff you can only access through Patreon.
I assume you do.
Okay.
I don't know, like, why you wouldn't, but I don't. We would have to ask another wizard.
Okay.
The head wizard.
Oh. Yeah. Our crack team of producers. No? Okay.
Crack producer doesn't have that.
We'll have to check with the facilities coordinator.
All right. The operations manager will be right with you.
Yes.
Corporate accounts payable, Nina speaking.
Just a moment. What were we talking about?
Headless women. Oh, go to the phones.
Let's go to the phones. We have Bad Slave calling from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thanks for taking your call.
Well, thanks for making my call.
And this surrogacy thing with the brain dead bodies. There's probably a basic issue of, you know, not having two brains connected, with the fetus.
No, we don't know.
And the, Well, I mean, I'm just assuming that there's
that
going
time
to be
I'm lost.
Something missing.
Are you saying, Bad Slave, that you think that there's something lost in translation if a fetus is brought to term inside of a brain-dead woman?
Well, yeah.
Huh.
Why?
Interesting.
Well, the baby can hear.
Yeah.
And there is going to, I mean, you could probably kind of fill that void if you have people talking loudly around the fetus on a regular basis. But
or extra wide headphones.
Yeah, just put some headphones on the belly and crank some Beethoven and some Metallica. You're good to go.
I mean, that's definitely probably important for the baby to hear things in utero. And I'm sure there's a lot of other things that just naturally happen when
the
women...
The natural movement of the
mother. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Like I take that back. Not Metallica, Slayer.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
So I'm sure there's a lot of things
I
that
just couldn't let
you
that roll. That's, sorry. I apologize.
This is not Beer Talk Live. Stop interrupting.
That could be, even recordings of mothers or, you know...
Yes,
people that are going to be part of the life of that fetus once it's born.
I think you just answered your own question.
Well, I mean, Richie Rich also mentioned, you know, the natural movement of the mother. There are probably a ton of things that we don't really think of as far as a normal pregnancy goes that are very important to fetal development. You know, you could still carry the fetus
to sudden,
turn.
All of a sudden, you get interns coming in. They're,
yeah,
they're living
body
the body
part.
Up. It's Weekend at Bernie's, but with like a pregnant
oh my gosh.
Body.
That's I was terrible. Thinking the astronaut thing that rotates every the
oh,
gyroscope
yeah.
thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that too, right?
Yeah, you just rock them in whatever way. Like,
they got it on a walking. Treadmill, yeah. right, on a Peloton.
But also, I'm sure that there are a lot of things that pregnant women do that are not good for the fetus's health. That if a woman was comatose, she wouldn't have the opportunity to do.
Not going to smoke.
Yeah, not going to. I mean, I know of women who are on drugs or methadone, smoking, drinking. So it's...
Not going to do any pregnant female mud wrestling.
Perfect. Yeah.
Supply perfect nutrition. You know, do a lot of good things. You know, oxygenate enough. You know, all of this stuff, but the other thing is adoption. I mean, you were talking about if all of a sudden the person that ordered up the surrogacy, decided against the contract or whatever, that fetus, and child eventually, maybe more. I mean, you know, there are multiple births on many occasions.
It'd be like a half-off sale.
Well, and especially with IVF, I mean, it's very common to have 2, 3, 4 babies when you're doing IVF.
Right. And the fact is that all of those babies could be accommodated by adoption because there's always more people that want to adopt.
No, I disagree with that because there are already so many children that are in the system in foster care.
Well, people want babies or they want their own babies. What they don't want is somebody's already grown baby.
Yeah.
Right?
They don't want
your babies.
Yeah, they don't want a 2-year-old, right? I mean, I'm not talking as low. Like, you get up into 5, like, they're the unwanted.
Yeah.
Teens, no way. Nobody wants to adopt a teen. It's just how human beings are wired. It's sad that there aren't more people who want to adopt, but it is true.
And you've got credentials in this, right? Foster care system?
People are egotistical. And so when a man gets with a woman or a woman gets with a man and they make a baby, the egoism that occurs is, oh, gosh, I'm cute and you're cute, too. Won't our babies be cute?
Yeah.
Right? It usually goes unsaid, but that's a thing that happens, an ego thing that happens with humans. So for the humans to, you know, sort of intercede or supersede their natural ego tendencies and decide that, hey, you know what, we don't have to do this naturally, or maybe they can't, and so that's why mm-hmm. they decide, but you know, we don't want to do this naturally. There are plenty of children that need a home. Let's give one to them. That is one of the most noble things I can think of that a human being can do.
And I will admit to being one of those ego people that I don't want anything to do with someone else's
and
baby.
And, of course, it is the government that interferes with much of that adopted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's so hard to adopt. It's expensive.
Yeah.
It should be a non-profit thing for people to adopt, you know what I mean? I mean,
like a church with an orphanage,
for example.
Like a church with an orphanage, for example.
Right.
Remember those things?
That doesn't even need to be an orphanage because, you know, if it's done right, the surrogacy will produce excellent offspring.
You're talking about the current surrogacy or the theoretical surrogacy? Okay.
We'll call it the headless surrogacy.
I just don't think it's necessary because it's quite frequent that teenage girls or whoever will get pregnant, not believe in abortion, and then they will immediately put their child up for adoption.
Right.
So I don't think there's any shortage of babies, infant babies, newborns that need home. I really don't think so.
Right. The captain brought the problem. Well, it's the problem that nobody wants those because they want their own.
My understanding is that there are people that go wanting for babies.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is. But
if someone can't reproduce naturally and they can't carry their own child for some reason, then I just don't think we should be catering to people that want to impregnate women that are brain dead and can't really consent. I know, you know, whatever, they can sign forms beforehand, but just this whole thing is problematic. It's unethical, and I just don't think there's a real need for it. If you're either unwilling to carry your own pregnancy or you are unable to, then tough luck. Either you have to adopt a child that's already alive or you don't get a kid.
There is
the market provides.
There is something to be said about allowing nature to take its course, though, right? Like, if you're unable to have a kid, maybe you shouldn't have one.
You know?
Genetically speaking.
But you're also wearing glasses, and I'm wearing contacts. So we've subverted nature.
Judge that house.
What's that, Ben?
But the fact is, okay, what's that?
I was asking you, what's that?
What's that?
What's that?
I'm just going to say that you want a family. You know, no matter what, you want a husband and a wife. I mean, you know, with Dave Rubin, and you know,
yes,
he just got didn't Buttigieg too have babies here?
Yeah, there was
can't reproduce.
There's that photo of him breastfeeding with the prosthetics.
What is wrong with people?
Those people don't need surrogates. And by those people, I don't mean those people. I mean, like,
politicians.
The politicians.
They get them, you know. So if that's going to be okay, I'd rather have, you know, some person that's unable to produce a child to make it in that way, but the fact is that the families of these brain dead women are likely to turn off the machinery.
I mean, they should.
Which is why I suggested at the beginning that they use the payments by the surrogates to keep them alive.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Betsley. We appreciate you.
I mean, what's the point of keeping them alive, though? You know, I've had to take care of
people.
I mean, that's essentially what it is. And it's really inhumane, and that in and of itself is problematic and extremely unethical. You have someone who's going to have no quality of life, They're brain dead. There's no reason for them to be alive anymore.
But they have the desire to take care of their family long into the future. So if they could get $50,000...
So they can get government checks?
No, it's not a government check. Why would it be a government check? It's paid for by the people who want to use the body.
I mean, well, no, that's a whole different thing. I'm talking of, you know, forget the surrogacy. There have been people who are brain dead on life support that are getting checks from the government, Social Security, whatever.
Okay.
And that's why their family was keeping them alive.
So this solves that because now it doesn't have to be a government check. It's privately funded through surrogacy. Get the government out of surrogacy.
Let's go to an unscreened caller. What's your name, please? Unscreened caller? Hello, unscreened caller.
Omaha, Nebraska. You're on the air.
Wireless caller, unnamed. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello.
I don't think they are.
I heard something on the background.
Unmute yourself.
All right. Well, if you can hear us, give us a call back. 603-283-6160.
Turn on your caller ID so we know who you are. Jeez.
Yeah, weirdo.
Weirdo.
So I think that was...
Life support costs $30,000 and you can get $50,000 to use the body per year or whatever.
But why? This is the thing I've never understood.
It's $20,000 of profit for the family.
This is the thing I've never understood. Like, put these people out of their misery. Let them go to their next place.
You wouldn't want to put $20,000 in your family's pocket per year.
Not to sacrifice myself being in limbo or whatever weird spiritual thing is going to happen to me.
Where are you going to go? Into the ground? No, make some money.
No.
Commoditized human baby factory.
Right now on the radio, no one has consent to either keep me alive if I'm brain dead or use my body as a surrogate.
Until she signs that marriage certificate and all of a sudden Roach can do what he wants.
I don't think you'd do that.
Better hope not.
Let's try
this
again.
We should have a conversation about that.
No, I'll wait. I'll screen it. We only got like 6 minutes to kill. All right, let's bring him on.
Well, what are you going
to
do for 6 minutes?
Wireless caller, unscreened caller, go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good. What's your name?
Malachi.
Hey, Malachi. You are live on the air. What did you want to talk about?
Well, I just wanted to say that I support a lot of things that libertarians say, and, you know, hoorah, I support that. But I kind of find that a lot of the ideals can become, like, kind of contrarian. Like, I was hearing you guys talking about abortion. I didn't really get on that convo. I was just kind of half listening, but I was under the impression that libertarians kind of support states' rights, and that's kind of what Roe versus Wade did.
When were we talking about abortion? Are you talking about tonight, or because that's not really what we were talking about?
That's what the topic was.
Tonight we're talking about brain dead women acting as surrogates to carry children for other couples.
And to be fair, when you call in, you can bring up whatever topic you want.
Right. So you don't want to talk about abortion.
Okay. I kind of wanted to go on topic, and like I said, I was kind of listening on and off, so I guess I didn't get that.
But what do you think about that, like, as a concept, right? So say there's somebody in a hospital that was in a car accident, they're brain dead, and now somebody wants to use their body, basically, to carry an egg that was fertilized by another sperm, so a different woman's egg fertilized by a different sperm, but they're going to put it in this brain-dead body until it's born. What do you think of that?
With consent, through power of attorney.
In theory.
In theory.
I don't know. That kind of just seems immoral to me, but it also kind of seems a gray area, I guess. I'm more kind of leaning towards the immoral side.
How is it immoral?
Why do you get to dictate your morality on society, sir?
Yeah, let him answer the question. How is it immoral?
I don't know. I'm just thinking that there's already, like, surrogate programs, like, for women that are already alive and that aren't, like, brain dead. Because being brain dead is basically dead to me.
Yep, I think we're on the same page.
So zombie babies?
Well, and we also covered the morality of live surrogates earlier and all the problems that runs into.
Well, what's immoral about using a brain-dead surrogate?
I mean, like, that's where the gray area comes in. I guess there's nothing immoral about it. It just kind of seems more iffy to me when you can use, like, a female that's alive.
Yeah,
like,
that can actually...
In a regular sense.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not advocating for this in any way, shape, or form. I'm just asking the question, Richie Rich, what's immoral about using a brain-dead body for a surrogate?
Oh, nothing. I'm for it.
Would it hurt the baby? That's the only question I have.
I mean, so technically, they can, in the past, there has been women who were pregnant prior to becoming brain dead, and they were able to carry the baby to full term and deliver with no real issues. But this hasn't really been studied, aside from those very few instances. So we don't know the long-term effects of doing this on a larger scale.
So here's the beautiful thing, right? I said I'm for it. Here's the beautiful thing about a voluntary society. We say let the market decide. I say it jokingly, but I'm serious, right? If this is a path that you want to go down,
yeah,
you should have the freedom to go down this,
yes,
path through all the consents and whatever that gets lined up in the way. And if you find it to be morally repulsive and reprehensible, guess what? You also don't have to do it. And to your first topic, kind of carries through with abortion, right? If you don't like it, don't do it.
Yeah, and I think that is kind of where I lay on it. I don't agree with it, but if someone wants to do it, if they want to fill out the consents for it beforehand and they understand and really are educated about all of the intricacies of it, then
okay,
why not?
Okay, so let's change a variable now. Instead of using them for surrogates, what about brain-dead prostitutes?
That's just weird.
Okay. Why would it be any different?
I feel like this testing should be done on animals before humans.
I don't think so.
We are not
Why?
Going to be having animal prostitutes.
Yeah, we've gone down a road now that, yeah.
Some libertarians might want that, but this is not one of them.
Only Guar could write a song about such a subject, but I can't play it on the radio because it says bad words.
Well, you've done that before.
Yeah, but...
Last week.
But I did dump it. So, yeah. And it was... Well, I guess it was a song.
I don't know. I don't like animal testing. Animals can't really consent to such things. I know a lot of people think,
yes,
that they're lesser than humans, but yeah, I am not one of those.
As a meat eater, I agree.
Somebody brought up recently the whole, you know, they're making these lifelike robot sex dolls.
Yeah.
Right? We talked about it here on
Sexy
Sunday.
You gotta be careful. Sunday, I heard they're strong.
But, like, so...
Just what I want.
So what's the difference between that...
Strong grip where it counts.
What's the difference between using that and using a brain-dead person...
Because it's a robot.
As your sex toy.
Do you think that somebody should be able to marry a sex doll?
Do you always answer questions with a question?
Do you think that somebody should be able to marry more than one sex doll at the same time?
Only in Utah.
Thanks for the call, Malachi. We appreciate it. Only in Utah. And some parts of Kansas. 603-283-6160. While we're at it, what other kinds of things should brain-dead humans be used for? What other kind of markets can we come up with? Here on Free Talk Live, it's the Sunday night edition.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. A high-altitude, unidentified object is out of the sky after being shot down by U.S. military.
This time, the unidentified object was shot down by the U.S. military over Lake Huron. This was done in partnership with Canada's military. What the object is or where it came from, still not known, but the Department of Defense said more information would be available in the coming days. Meanwhile, the recovery efforts are underway for the objects shot down earlier this weekend over Alaska and the Yukon region of Canada. I'm John Schaefer.
Eagles fans Kevin Hart and Taylor Swift and Chiefs fans Henry Winkler and Brad Pitt are among the celebrities at the Super Bowl today. No, it's not 1999, but Blockbuster Video is running an ad during the Super Bowl. The last store in the U.S. is located in Bend, Oregon, which is streaming an ad on Instagram while also playing it on a VHS tape at the store. Dave Collins, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
And we're back! And we're live. And we're free. And we're talking. Free as can be.
Wow. This is the world.
Probably freer than most, really, if you didn't think about it.
But not free to use a brain-dead broad as a human surrogate.
Not yet.
Not yet, anyway.
How many of them
I long for the day.
Like, could you be a polygamist if all of your brides were brain-dead? Like, is that even a thing?
Would you need to get married?
Not yet.
Who cares?
Right. That's true. You wouldn't. Yeah, because, I mean, who's there? Are they going to file for a divorce?
Can't really go
what
anywhere.
What are they going to do, nag at you all the time?
Better than a robot.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
a robot needs maintenance.
Like, right, yeah. Well, I mean, so does the human body, right? All it right. needs, you know. Needs
especially if they're on life support.
Nourishment, you know, that kind of thing.
It's like one plug. Just plug in the IV.
Before we go on, Free Talk Live listeners, we are asking you for a favor. As you probably already know, Ian Freeman, this show's founder, was recently convicted of various victimless crimes, and he's facing up to 20 years in prison. We can argue all day long as to if the jury was mistaken, but that's not going to get us anywhere. What will be helpful is for you to write a letter to the Honorable Joseph LaPlante about Ian's character, how he has helped the community, and why you think he deserves a light sentence. Also saying things about yourself that give your opinion weight with the government or their workers, if you held office, if you worked for the government anyway, if you're a former military person, things like that, all have weight and would be worth mentioning in the letter that you write for Ian. We know Ian is a selfless guy that has always tried to do what he thinks is right, and it would be a tragedy if he had to spend any time at all in prison. We need these letters very quickly, so do not put it off. Grab a pen and paper, your computer, your phone, right now. Send your letter for Ian Freeman to 63 Emerald Street, number 610, Keene, New Hampshire, 03431. If you didn't get all that written down, that's fine. All the info you need is over at letters.freetalklive.com. Again, letters.freetalklive.com. Thank you in advance for writing to the judge. All right. Let's go right away to the phones. We have Padraig calling from New Mexico. Padraig, you are on Free Talk Live.
Well, why don't you guys check into San Juan County Adult Detention Center?
Because I'm not in San Juan County.
And also, what kind of a thing is it? An adult center? Is that like...
That's correct.
What is it?
Is this a VR thing?
I may not be an adult yet. It's hard to tell.
Who, me or you?
No, me. Yeah, you're like, why don't you guys check into this something adult center? And I'm like...
Well, tell us about it.
I may not be an adult, but yeah, what's it all about?
Oh, I just found a letter from a correctional officer. He's deceased now. His name is Leonard Gallegos, and it disturbed me very much. You want a copy of that letter? I'll send it to you.
Well, can you give us a brief summary?
Well, if inmates are giving blowjobs for pizza, that disturbs me.
I believe BJ is the proper terminology, but go ahead.
Okay.
Wait, why is that wrong? You can't...
Huh?
Why? I don't get why that's wrong.
Sounds like prostitution.
Yeah, why not?
Well, what would you do for a Klondike bar?
Well, young lady.
Yes?
I'm going to tell you right here on the phone, I think you're stupid. If you think that's wrong...
You think I'm stupid?
I think he was talking to me.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Why? Because I think prostitution's okay? If there's two consenting adults? I mean, everybody's got a price. Sometimes it's a piece of pizza.
I'm glad Nikki's on my side.
I must be a prostitute, too. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, Padraig. Have a good night. Okay. Padraig's gotten more, like... I don't know.
Angry or something?
Yeah, he's got more of an edge to him than he... Yeah.
He's back from the front lines of fighting with the Ukraine against the Russians.
Yeah. Oh, if you think people have the right to be prostitutes, then I guess you must be one. All right, well...
I mean, I go to work, I do labor, they pay me.
Yeah, I know, it feels like it. I mean, I'm getting taxed more than prostitutes do. Maybe I should try it out.
All right, so we've talked about fetal containers. We've talked about headless women acting as surrogate
baby one of the same.
Carriages. We've talked about the difference between using a brain-dead female for a sex toy versus using a very lifelike robot for a sex toy.
Did we decide where the line is? Is it the head? Like, where's the line when it's okay or not okay?
The line of what?
Well, you tell us, Nikki, because you were the one who was, like, most against this to begin with.
The line,
I feel like
you
come around ever so slightly.
Which subject are we talking about?
It's been one subject.
Yeah, the brain-dead surrogacy. Like, is it okay if she... Is it the head, you know? If she has the head, then it's definitely not okay. But if she's headless, it might be okay.
Well, you tried to go from the ribs down, and you still kind of blocked at it, but where's your line?
I just don't like it. My line is not brain dead.
Okay.
So once they're brain dead, pull the plug, stop incubating with them.
Let the body die. Let it go.
Yeah, let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go, man. And for me, like, that's mainly because people can consent to this, right? You know, you appoint your power of attorney. They can make medical decisions. Sure. Even with the surrogacy thing, you consent to it before.
Yep.
And I do agree, you know, if somebody consents to it before and they're given full informed consent, like they know what's going on, then, you know, it really is okay. I wouldn't stop anybody from doing this. I wouldn't rally against it. I don't like it. It gives me the ickies.
Yeah.
It just seems weird. It's creepy.
The Nikki ickies.
Yeah, the Nikki ickies. Not good.
Nice.
I don't think that this is something that I would ever put into action. I don't think if I were to have children, I don't think it was something I would encourage my children to do. That being said, all things consensual.
I would apply for the sales job for the company that starts this.
Yeah, you probably make a little bit of money.
Yep.
Me thinks. Because I'd be willing to bet people would be willing to pay for that Like the ability to choose the body. You know what I mean? The container.
Can't you already do that, though? Isn't that...
You can't choose a brain-dead person to...
Some guys are going to have a better shot with a brain-dead
person.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, like if I'm doing this process and I get to choose the bodies, I'm going with, like, a body that looks like it was built for birthing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not
broad shoulders, wide hips.
And large mammaries. Right?
Yep.
Because those are the hallmarks, right, of, you know, a healthy gestation. You know? So, I mean, that's just me personally. Other people are going to have other criteria. So, you know, if there's value in choice and there's value in that decision and there's a market for it, you know, if people are going to consent to it, okay, that doesn't mean that I'm going to participate in it.
Yeah? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about kids with guns.
I'm for it.
Apparently, Missouri is also for it.
Cool.
Missouri, right, the new free state.
Yeah, I was like, kids can have guns here. Well, yes, they can. But Missouri has voted against banning children from carrying guns in public.
Can we do that here? I don't know.
That's a good question. I don't know if there's an age limit to the open carry policy that the... New Hampshire state government has.
But if you conceal it, right, you can do what you want.
I mean, as you can, regardless of the law, right, if you can conceal.
Apparently it's 18 here. So open carry.
Oh.
You heard that? Free state legislatures. Be more like Missouri. Yeah.
Get on it.
So this from TheGuardian.com. The Republican-led Missouri State House on Wednesday voted against banning minors from openly carrying firearms on public land without adult supervision. The proposal to ban children from carrying guns without adult supervision in public failed by 104-39 vote. Only one Republican voted in support. A Democrat, Donna Behringer, said police in her district asked for the change to stop, quote, 14-year-olds from walking down the middle of the street in the city of St. Louis carrying AR-15s. Because I'm sure that's a common occurrence, right? Like, I know when I was 14 and I wanted to go hang out with my friends, I would just grab my AR-15. And we would know where all of our friends were because they'd just leave their AR-15 laying in the front yard.
Well,
kind of kicked over on its side. I was like, oh, Bobby and Jimmy and Chris are all here. I'm thinking bicycles, sorry.
The real question is, if you could, would you? Right? Like, I'm pretty sure that opportunity was not availed to you, and it is availed to the children in Missouri.
Yes.
And I guess a handful of them are taking advantage of it.
I support it fully.
Right.
But I do.
Go ahead.
I hope my kids do that.
14, 15, 16, yep.
Yeah.
You know?
Why not?
Apparently, caveat, the federal minimum age is 18. New Hampshire apparently doesn't have one or something like that.
Oh. So then
doesn't that mean
Missouri?
Because it's probably handguns and this is long guns.
Well, the article continues. Now they have been emboldened and they're walking around with them, Behringer said. Until they actually brandish them and brandish them with intent, our police officers' hands...
are handcuffed.
Are handcuffed. Yeah, that's what it says.
As well they should be, right? If they're legally possessing a firearm, carrying it openly as they're allowed to do, right? They should not be accosted by the police for doing something illegal.
Like I don't understand where people get the idea that somebody walking around with a gun on their hip in a holster, you know, whatever it is dangerous. Like this comes from fear porn. This comes from indoctrination. It comes from, you know, all this.
So you do know where they got the idea.
Well, that's my supposition.
Okay.
I haven't studied this. Oh. And I can't tell you. Dr. So-and-so conducted a study that was reviewed by 32 different peers and blah, blah, blah.
So he's not that kind of doctor?
No.
Okay.
I'm not.
The hunt for what kind of doctor the captain is continues.
In the Suicidal Tendency lyrics, I don't need a PhD to be a doctor of effing misery.
So you're a doctor in effing misery?
Well,
that doesn't really fit.
I was just saying that because of Missouri.
Okay.
Missouri, right? Yeah. Anyway, the article continues. In 2017, Missouri lawmakers repealed concealed carry requirements in most situations. The measure was part of an hours-long debate on the best way to fight crime, particularly in the St. Louis area.
Armed teens don't get bullied.
That's true. And they don't get raped either. So, I mean, if we're talking, you know, male and female.
There you go.
You know? The Republican Lane Roberts, a former Joplin, Missouri police chief and state public safety director, initially included the restrictions on children possessing guns in a broader crime bill, which the House voted to give initial approval. But lawmakers on a House committee that Robert leads stripped the provision on guns last week. Every time we talked about the provision related to guns, we knew that this was going to be difficult on our side of the aisle, Roberts said. Republicans decried the effort as an unneeded infringement on gun rights.
Decried.
They cried.
They did.
They cried about it a bit, and it didn't help. I heard crying about it helps. I was wrong. While it may be intuitive that a 14-year-old has no legitimate purpose.
What? Yes, they do.
14.
Protection.
I think they're saying, while it may be intuitive that a 14-year-old carrying openly a firearm has no legitimate purpose, it doesn't actually mean that they're going to harm someone. That's anybody with any weapon of any kind of pocket knife, right? Like, it's just a tool. We don't know that yet, said Tony Lovasco. Domo arigato, Mr. Lovasco. He's a Republican from the St. Louis suburb of O'Fallon.
Okay.
Generally speaking, we don't charge people with crimes because we think they're going to hurt someone.
Hear, hear.
Yeah.
Wait, isn't he a member of the police department?
No, it wasn't a politician. It was a Republican.
Okay. Well, government does charge people with crimes because they think they're going to hurt somebody. We've covered many a sort of a thought crime article here on Free Talk Live. But I agree that that should generally not be the policy. Other provisions in the measure would allow the governor to appoint a special prosecutor in counties with high crime rates, a provision targeted at the St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner. Republicans for years have criticized Gardner, a 47-year-old Democrat first elected in 2016 as St. Louis's first black female prosecutor. She's one of several progressive prosecutors elected in recent years with a focus on creating more fairness in the criminal justice system, blah, 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 blah.
So, it's not like this is a new thing. I mean, kids used to always carry guns to school. Not always, but in certain regions of the country.
They used to have gun safety classes in high schools, right?
That was when I fired my first 22.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. Yep. They didn't have it in my school, but they did teach archery.
Okay.
Right? So, and like, I used to run around my neighborhood with a wrist rocket slingshot.
Yeah.
Nice.
And like,
you can do some damage with that.
I mean, I could have taken out small animals and, you know, pets and windows and done tons of property damage. But no, it was me and my friend. We were playing ninja, right? You know, we were just trying to, you know, hit each other with these plastic BBs.
Yep. Good times.
It was fun. Yeah.
I found this article from the Daily Beast that raises an interesting point. When kids used to carry guns, there were no school shootings, which sounds actually very accurate. I don't know if there's a legit correlation between those two things, but it's definitely true.
No, there has to be a correlation, right? You don't go shooting up a school where people are armed.
Well, and that's the thing, right? Oh, it's a bunch of sitting ducks.
Right.
So I guess there is.
Let's go to the phones. We have David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, let's punch some judges. How about that?
In self-defense.
In self-defense, yes. If the judge is addressing
on the radio, so by definition, it's all figurative in case you're, like, paranoid that somebody's going to come and raid you like the FBI.
That is not paranoia when it happens, David.
It's not when it's happened more than once.
Also, is it just figurative because we're on the radio?
Yes.
Okay.
We're doing it right now in real time. We're punching judges on the radio. So it's impossible for it to be actual physical.
We might be verbally punching them.
Yeah.
What if there's a judge in the studio and
let's
start punching them on your behalf?
Virgily.
Why is Virgil? Why are you and Virgil punching judges, David?
Don't call me Virgil.
Let's not do wordplay. That's enough wordplay for one evening.
Okay, thanks. Have a good night. He had enough wordplay, so
yeah,
okay, that's fine.
He's going to be so mad at you tomorrow night.
That's fine. I'm not on tomorrow.
man can hold the grudge.
We'll see if his anger boils over to next week.
Okay.
603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live. So, like, I've seen pictures of you know, kids getting dropped off, they're bringing their rifle or 22 or whatever. They keep it in their locker while they're at school. When gym class comes around, it's time for shooting class or firearm safety. They go to their locker, they grab their gun, they bring it into the gym or wherever they're, you know, the target range, that kind of a thing. And so it makes sense to me for as many people to be armed as want to.
Yep. Yeah, why not? I mean, that's absolutely going to be part of my homeschooling curriculum.
Yeah.
And also, if you want people to have, like, proper gun safety going forward,
right,
it would behoove you to teach them young so they get into good habits early. Mm-hmm. And then they don't accidentally discharge a firearm when they get the hand on it because they've been taught better.
Right.
Well, and that's why people, there's always the, oh, when you have kids, you know, they need to be locked up and this, that, or the other thing. And people get real nervous when it comes to children being around guns.
Yeah.
But if you teach them gun safety early on and they're comfortable with firearms and they understand how to handle one safely, then there's really no issue.
Yeah. And there never has been. It's all just fear of the unknown.
Yeah. And if you're not, if you're raising your children well and they're not psychopaths, they're not going to intentionally murder you.
And here's
just ridiculous.
Here's another thing. If your government actually cared about you and your safety, and they looked at the data, the same data that we've looked at when it comes to guns, they would come to the obvious conclusion that a safer population would be an armed population.
I mean, look at New Hampshire and Vermont versus Massachusetts.
Yeah. And with that information, they would do the opposite of what they're doing, and in fact, they would have mandatory gun training in schools, in public schools.
So, okay, hold on.
And they might even go a step further. I'm just saying, if they actually cared about you, they don't. They don't care about you. But if they actually cared about you, they would have mandatory gun training in schools, and they would even go so far as to supply you with a gun.
Hmm.
I hear you, and opponents of this will point to England and Australia, right, as places that have disarmed their population and have low gun crime.
And they also have very few rights.
That's because they only give guns to the enforcers.
Understood. So if you want to cut back on gun crime, right?
Take away the guns.
Take away the guns.
Yes, yes.
So your statistics go both ways in this argument.
Also,
except it doesn't prevent the state from using and abusing their gun privileges.
You're right. But your premise was, like, if the state really wanted a safe population, they would arm them.
Yes.
Right? And the state of England, Britain, and the state of Australia, right, have disarmed their population.
Yeah, but they're not any safer.
Think back to COVID.
There's less gun crime.
What happened in Australia during COVID? They were essentially prisoners in their home. It was scary to live in Australia during COVID.
Very. And they were
safe because you couldn't go anywhere.
Well,
stuck in your home.
Yeah. I would rather die than lose my freedom.
It's like that that old meme, the image, the cartoon image of all the little birds in a cage and one flying free and they're all going,
that guy's crazy.
That guy's unsafe. Oh my gosh.
Right. Understood.
Yeah, he's gonna ruin it for us.
Right.
But let's weigh freedom versus safety then, because the birds in the cage are much safer. And much less.
Unless somebody comes over there and shoots them.
When I say safe in reference to arming a population, I mean it from this perspective. Military tactics 101 says that the most difficult place to invade and take over is a place with a heavily armed population.
Sure.
And so if your government wants to protect against foreign invasion, and the first thing they would do is arm the population.
Okay.
Also, let's go to a smaller scale. Me, as a woman, I mean, it's not going to be very hard for most men to overpower most women statistically. I mean, men have more testosterone, higher, usually they weigh more, they're usually taller, more muscle mass. They call guns the great equalizer for a reason.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be much harder to assault, rape, or murder me if I'm armed.
Yeah, the gun is definitely far more effective than the rape whistle.
Yeah.
Well, okay, to your point, Captain, no one's trying to invade England or Australia at the moment either.
Well, it's because nobody likes a dumb population either.
I'm just saying, if I'm going to play devil's advocate, right?
That they know of.
They disarmed the population.
That you know of.
And they're not in danger of an invasion.
There was a whole lot of stink coming out of the thing. And by stink, I mean like verbal stuff being tossed around. When the Ukraine thing started, a bunch of refugees started coming into England.
Sure.
That kind of a thing. And none of these people could defend themselves because guns are illegal.
Okay.
So there's a lot of that going on. So it's not without its problems.
Are you saying refugees migrating to a country is equal to an invasion?
No, but I'm saying that there were people who were afraid of these people and had no form of self-defense. Or, you know, they had to use knives or slingshots.
I think they can't have knives either.
They call the bobbies.
Yeah. Who are also on her, by the way. So when they yell halt, or all yell halt again.
Just bonk them on the head with a stick.
They don't yell stop or I'll shoot. They yell stop or I'll yell
also
stop again.
Safe, also safer for victimless crimes then, right? You don't have armed police going around shooting people for running a red light or having a tail light out, right? Because they can't, because you've disarmed
them. Well, yeah, that's how about institutionalized.
We just disarm the police?
That's right.
And we can still have guns.
That's right. Now you're talking. Now you're whistling, Dixie. Now you're cooking with butter.
Yeah.
That's right. Looks like we've got some callers. We have one caller. It's Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Disarmed pedestrians.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice to talk with you so early.
You're coming up on the break, so do you want to hold on or do you want to go ahead?
Don't you wish you could just shoot at cars who try to run you over, Sarah?
How about you just hold on, Sarah? We'll bring you back.
Yeah, I'll hold on.
All right,
hold on.
We'll bring Sarah back here on Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. We're just coming up on the break in about 1 minute, so we'll bring her back. So you're playing devil's advocate?
Well, I'm just saying, right, like in America, where the population is armed and the police are armed, right, the police shoot the population, and the population doesn't defend themselves and fight back, right? In England, where the police are disarmed and the population is armed, there's much less gun violence all the way around, and the police can't shoot victimless crime suspects.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up, including a call from Sarah in New Mexico.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.